Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS, and now the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, my friend.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was
great. Wait, don't answer that because we've got an exclusive get on the phone. You know what's starting to happen, and you can feel it in the air, is Olympic fever.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, everyone's thinking Olympics, and that's why we actually took some time over the weekend to book some. No one else has interviewed this person yet, and with the, it's in Sochi, right?
Yeah, Sochi.
This is something that is going to be very exciting because no one's talked to this person yet, and we have him on the phone. Are you there?
Hello, honey.
This is the Olympic flame.
Hello, hello, honey. Jet lag, honey.
You're tired? We're so glad to have you today.
I'm traveling by airplane, helicopter, train, car, even reindeer, honey.
Well, it's the Olympic flame.
Oh, it is exhausting being the Olympic flame. Oh, I am so tired.
Now, you're aware, Oscar, that the flame has to travel to the Olympic site.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Did you see the other day, honey, when I went out and they had to put me back on?
Oh, you're way out.
Oh, my God. Thank God that man was there with a lighter, honey.
Now, I was always under the impression...
Disaster was afoot, honey.
I am always under the impression... And may I call you Flame?
Oh, absolutely.
Listen,
well,
Flame.
I'd like to be called OF.
Oh,
OF.
Olympic Flame, honey.
I was curious...
I'm sorry, we're talking at the same time. What was that?
I always thought that there was a backup flame.
Oh, no. The only backup flame is my backup.
No, don't do no.
Yes, sirree. Get my backup, honey. I am the Olympic flame, and don't you ever forget about that.
OF.
Hello there, Oscar Santana.
Hello there.
Are you familiar, with Oscar?
Am I familiar with him? Oh, my goodness. I follow that CrossFit, honey. Can I give you some statistics, Oscar?
Sure, please.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it, honey. 14,000 torchbearers. 30,000 volunteers.
Yes.
A total travel time of 123 days, honey.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How many torchbearers are there?
I told you, there are 14,000 torchbearers. That's a lot of fingers on me, honey.
A lot of cold fingers.
Oh, I don't like those cold morning runs, baby. That's right, honey. Yes, sweetie.
OF, have you ever been dropped?
I've been dropped. I've been stepped on. I've been extinguished. I've been rained on, honey. If there is a climatological issue or a human error to be had, I've experienced it, honey.
For those of you joining us in progress, we have an interview now for Olympic Fever, and you are?
I am the Olympic Flame. And I'm going to be traveling a total. Are you ready, honey?
I'm ready.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it, sweetie. I'm going to be traveling a total of 40,000 miles.
That's a lot.
40,000 miles.
That's a lot.
Isn't that a lot?
And all those people carrying you, do you prefer a tight grip?
No, what I prefer are BBs.
What's that?
Bathroom breaks, honey.
Oh, because I guess they have to take you in with
them. Oh, no, because I'm an Olympic flame, so I don't have to go to the bathroom.
But what about your tenders?
Oh, the tenders? I love chicken tenders, honey.
No, I'm not talking about that.
My tenders. You mean my torch bearers?
Yeah.
Well, some of them have smaller bladders than others, honey. Yes, hello.
Do you get involved in the politics? I mean, there's some concern about Sochi's Olympics and if they're actually going to have snow or not.
Oh, I don't care about that. Sochi's a lovely place, but the whole country makes me a little nervous, if you know what I mean.
Why? Right?
Oh, I just think they've got kind of a dark ages mentality about certain sociological activities, honey.
You don't think you'll be accepted?
I will always be there, wherever I go. And let me make this clear to you.
I never knew that the Olympic flame had arms. You are gesturing wildly.
Wherever I go, honey, I am not only welcome, but I am cherished, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see OF coming through your neighborhood, you will will be so grateful, honey, because everybody loves the Olympic flame.
Alex Ovechkin, the great eights, had his hand right around you a couple days ago.
Oh, and what a strong hand that is. Oh,
my.
I practically get all googly talking about it. Oh, he is just so powerful, honey.
How's he going to do this season?
I think he's going to suck.
Oh.
No, he's going to do just fine, just like the rest of that team.
Yeah. Do you follow sports?
I follow sports. Well, I'm the Olympic flame.
But I mean like pro sports.
Well, no, I primarily like to follow Olympic sports, of course, honey.
Of course you understand.
Wrestling is coming back.
And in particular, the Winter Olympics. That's what we're talking about. February, mark it on your calendar, honey.
Who are you?
I'm the Olympic flame. Yes, sir.
When a sport falls off or comes back,
right?
It's tough to see them go, and it's nice to see them come back.
It's very frustrating, honey.
Wrestling's coming back. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm very happy about that. There's nothing like two sweaty men getting in the middle of an arena and then, pin me, baby. Pin me, baby. Ooh, that's so exciting. Can I tell you a little bit about my shape?
Of course.
I am the shape of a feather.
What?
Well, I'm actually an allusion to a fairy tale character, such as the Firebird.
Oh, and so allusion.
Well, if you look at OF when he's coming through there, I kind of resemble a feather.
Don't speak of yourself in the third person.
Well, I speak about anything. I'm the Olympic flame.
Is it illusion?
I weigh almost 4 pounds, and I'm 37 inches tall.
Allusion. Now, when
not illusion. Illusion would be something like that gorgeous David Copperfield, honey.
Or Doug Henning, late Doug Henning.
Doug Henning's dead.
Yes,
that little wispy man.
Now, I have a question. We talked about wrestling,
honey.
And I know, we could talk Summer Olympics.
Yes.
But we're talking Winter Olympics. Have you ever had any one-on-one time with Dick Button?
Dick Button? Oh, does that man love his skating, honey. He is a pioneer in figure skating, and
he is.
Always love his telecast.
Have you been with, how long have you been?
Have I been with?
No.
I'm sorry. Don't go down that road, honey.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. The Olympic flame does not kiss and tell.
Are you the same Olympic flame like that we saw in 1930s in Berlin?
I'm the same Olympic flame from back in the day.
Oh, you mean from ancient Greece?
I'm virtually ageless. My torch has been carried on forever. Now listen, and don't let those people tell you when I go out that, that I'm out forever. No, I'm still pouring out gas.
I bet you are.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's why that guy was able to pick up his ladder and get me going again.
He flicked your bick.
Come on, baby. Light my fire. Olympic flame here.
So any predictions for the Winter Games?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I predict that I will be burning as bright as I've ever burned, and everybody will love me. The Olympic flame will burn forever and ever and ever. And I tell you, I'd just like to say a nice hello to Muhammad Ali.
Oh. Okay, that's nice.
Yes, remember that one time he held me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a shaky trip, honey.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who said anything about that? I just thought you'd like to join us for some ice cream. Maybe your bug here can join us. We can talk about burying the hatchet. You know what a hatchet is, don't you, Bug?
It's an axe?
Sort of, yeah. I got one in the car if you'd like to see it.
A pass.
Fair enough. I like to carry it, you know. You never know when you're going to need it. A situation may come up, say, for example, someone's been drinking and about to drive a loved one home. Then I like to know I have it. Not to kill, just a maim. Take a little off the shoulder. The elbow. Shave a little meat off the old kneecap. Ooh. You got both kneecaps? I like to keep mine razor sharp, too. Sharp enough you can shave with them. Why, I've been known to circumcise a gnat. You're not a gnat, are you, Bug? Wait a minute. Bug? Gnat? Is there a little similarity there? Whoa, I think there is.
You ever hear of a tuna?
You ever hear of a ritual killing?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide, over 20 million times.
Wow.
And we are powered by our good friends and the wonderful people at Encore Insurance Services. We're at MichaelMarisShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And the mighty...
Don't you love it?
Nah. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2013. And I want to tell you something.
Yeah, I want to tell you.
We're brought to you by Pro Flowers today.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to say to my lovely bride, I've been spending a little bit of time in front of the television watching sports.
It is probably the pinnacle of the sports season, right?
It is, and I know that my wife is probably like a lot of wives out there that, they call them football widows.
Yes.
In my case, baseball playoff widows, hockey widows, and football widows.
Yes.
If you've been spending most of your time playing fantasy football and watching games all weekend, if you've been glued to the TV this football season and during the baseball playoffs,
sure,
and with the opening of the NHL, it's time to build up some credits with your mate before you park in front of the TV. Here's a way you can do
it. Okay, how can you do it, Mike?
You can go to proflowers.com and find a huge, I mean, huge.
Well, kids say epic.
Selection of bouquets starting at the low, low price of just $19.99.
Nice. What? That's a change back on a 20.
That's incredible. Type in the password. You know it by now. I hope you do. If you don't know it by now, then you're new to the family, mm-hmm. and we'll teach you it. It's TMOS. You can get one dozen assorted roses when you put that code in for $19.99 plus a free glass vase.
I love glass vases.
Or glass vase.
Right.
Anyway, it's wonderful stuff, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Pro Flowers was recently awarded the highest customer satisfaction with the online flower retailers by J.D. Power & Associates. Visit jdpower.com for more info on that. Here is what I want you to do. Get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99 plus a free glass vase. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. And Pro Flowers, really, consistently, the best quality flowers. You get them rapidly, and
they last forever.
My wife now, when she sees the Pro Flowers box come up the walkway,
yes.
It's like, you didn't. And how did
nine times out of ten he didn't? It's someone else.
Well, it's Pro Flowers.
How did your lovely bride enjoy her flowers?
She loves them.
That's good.
Though I forgot to take the name Mike O'Mara Show off of
label. You know what I did?
Well, that's not good.
As a her early
details, baby.
That's a detail.
For an early Halloween gift, I sent Carrie a bouquet.
Yeah, so this October, make sure you get your Pro Flowers bouquet.
Ooh.
I like that. Welcome to the show, Whoa Whoa. Great to be here as usual. We are very, very excited about everything going on. It's a big month, ramping all the way up to our live show, and we're very happy that you are continuing to buy those tickets in droves for OmeraCon 2013.
Yeah. But there are a couple tickets left.
There are, but yes. You know what? Really, we've got to do a push for this.
And, yeah.
Still tell your neighbors. Still tell your friends. It's a great evening out for OmeraCon 2013, and we want to see you there.
Will you reissue your challenge?
We have to pick the band this week, too.
You have to reissue your challenge. You need to get 10 friends to come with you.
Get 10 friends to come with you. We sold a lot of tickets this weekend to OmeraCon, and we want you to be there as well. It's going to be a great night. Well, let's start with that.
Okay.
It's going to be a great night, and I know it's going to be a great night because I've really never had this much help for a live show in my life before.
Well, how do you feel? Do you feel that you are being propped up, or do you feel you're being assisted?
I don't think I'm the right one to answer that question.
Oh, who should answer it then? I don't feel right answering it. I know that Pony had a busy weekend.
This is what I wrote today. I said, let me see. I wrote the live show. They're bringing in so much help, and there's so much being done that I think they think I'm too old to do the live show myself.
Oh, pshaw.
It has nothing to do with your age or yourself.
The show is being very, very well organized.
Yes, it is.
I want to say that. The show is being very, very well organized.
Network time constraints.
I am someone who exists in a bit more of a... let's just say a freer environment, especially with live performance.
And you know what? I would say, I would add to freer, I would say, and I've worked with you for a long time.
Yes.
I would say organic.
Yeah, I like organic.
And organic is great.
Well, I don't have any room for organic. We've got some very solid comedy material that's planned for this live show.
Yes.
And I even, and we even have our good friend Katie,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be our stage manager. Mm-hmm. And Katie sent out a list of what we're going to be doing and what times we're going to be doing.
We had a big meeting. Five-person Skype meeting.
That's right.
We've had a meeting.
Yes.
All things I've never done before. And I'm very, very, very
excited about.
You know what I think? And maybe you're not ready to embrace this fact yet.
What?
I think the fact that this kind of planning and these meetings are existing, this is us stepping it to the next level.
Really?
I do. I really do. Because if you look at where we were, say, and we're just about a month out, where were we a month out from Reno?
Well, I was jotting things down.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
On like one of your yellow pads of paper.
That's what I... Yeah, now, yeah. See, now what? Now, see, then, okay, now we're going to get to it.
You see, now Oscar, we're gonna get this, to is, it. This just took a now bad we're gonna turn. Get,
so that was a problem for you? The yellow paper was a
Reno
problem?
Reno was a 10.
Reno was a 10.
It was a great show.
Reno was not a 10 logistically.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying the show itself was great.
And most of the stuff that we are doing is going to contribute to a better logistical
performance.
Because
there's a different type of performance.
Right. Yes.
Unlike we've ever done before.
There's a lot going on.
There's moving parts.
I don't want to tip any hands here. I don't want to give any previews, but there are a lot of moving parts for this
live
show.
And because there's so many more moving parts, I knew that we needed as a whole to work with somebody that had worked on projects like this before. And for example, in the past, before I got into regular radio, I was like fighting.
Is this at Dean College?
And scrapping my way through promotions at a major radio station in Washington, D.C. And we used to put on, with 30, 40 people, the HF Festival for 80,000 people.
Yes.
So I've worked with the certain people we've brought in for those big shows.
Right.
Now, smaller venue doesn't mean it doesn't have to be an A-class organization.
Let me explain.
Oh, no, we have A-class, just less in the class. We don't have 80 people, but they're still every bit as good.
Let me explain, though, to both of you.
Yes.
Because I, believe it or not, I do sometimes think even a few more steps ahead than even everybody else.
Of course.
Yes. Helping me on this.
Yeah.
There will be a show within a show. There will be one show that we are planning to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then there will
it.
Be a complete other show that I will plan to do in the event that the previous show, with all the wonderful ideas that we have that rely on a little more technology than
technology,
I'm comfortable with.
Right. Well,
and that,
I was gonna
are
say,
you okay there? Say, what was that? That's not
you love technology.
I love technology. I will be prepared in any event.
Always overprepared.
To take that last second right turn when something clicks and doesn't work.
Yes.
Let me offer this.
Which worries me.
Oscar, do you know what technically one of the best definitions of jazz is?
Jazz
music.
No.
Jazz music is people improvising within a structure. Like, for example, a drummer and a guitarist would never solo at the same time.
Why would they?
But so what we're doing is we're providing a structure for the improvisation.
Yes.
And the happiness lies in the middle. Mike, everybody gets their way.
Yeah, we're your safety team.
Yeah. Now, at the same time.
It's like bringing in Felix Grant.
Well, there are two things. If there are technical glitches, I pull the plug.
Yeah, you should.
And I'll do that right away.
Of course.
If there is, after a couple of the technical presentations, if that's, you know, if that's not going as well as I think, I'll pull the plug.
Yeah.
Right.
If there's something that happens spontaneously during the middle of the thing, I'll pull the plug.
Yeah.
But what if?
I just wanted you guys to be aware
what
of that.
If the plans,
you don't think we know that?
What if the plans exceed your hopes?
Which I don't have any doubts that I'm going to be.
He'll pull the plug.
I'll tell you.
He'll still, even if it's
no,
great, we
no.
pull the plug.
Now, be fair. You know I won't.
I know.
You know I won't.
You know an audience.
Because,
you know an audience.
No,
you can read
because
it.
Part of this live show, there's a lot of good stuff. And, of course, I get to do everything I want to do. And nobody holds me back from doing that. But at the same time.
Well, Pony does.
Part of the.
He prevents you from having a good time.
Part of this live show is something where I'm looking forward to it.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to being entertained with everybody else in the audience.
Oh, by the time
which is a fun thing.
Well, by the time we hit the stage, we have as much fun as anybody.
Exactly.
Right.
I think it's going to be great. But I just needed to. That's just for purpose of venting. That's my usual. You know, Monday I usually come in here with a little bit of a vent.
Sure.
And that's my little
Mike,
vent.
Yes. I look forward to it. It's not like I've never worked with anyone who fought a clock before.
Here's the way. Here's my paranoid.
Yes.
This is the ultimate paranoid me.
Okay.
And you guys will hopefully enjoy this. To me, this is both of you and our friend Katie looking at me and going like this. Now we're going to go on to the next segment.
Oh, God, are you kidding?
Now we're moving on to the next segment.
Just like we do every day on the show?
No, that's true.
Come
it
on.
Doesn't, it doesn't work.
Come on, well. Shelly.
It'll be fine. It's going to okay, be
did you get that email and you were like...
Hey, have I done well with the with everything leading up? Have I managed my stress level a little bit leading up to the...
Fantastic.
No.
Where I, oh, stop.
Oh, he has.
I mean, no. I know. No, 2 weeks ago, I know I was wigged up, but then I've calmed down.
Oh, for 2 weeks, you've been great.
And that's the way I yeah, can, yeah, that's why, because you know
what? One week at a time.
What have you done for me lately?
1 week at a time. I'm more
that's
than...
what they taught you during the program.
What's that?
1 week at a time.
Well, we haven't followed those steps.
Well, we're on step five. That's good.
Well, I still...
Seven to go.
Look, you know, part of the thing, the way I understand these programs is that you apologize to people.
Yeah.
And I apologize all the time.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to use a form letter. I know you said it would save a lot of time.
Well, it's going to be great. I cannot tell you how excited I am about doing this, and it's going to be fun. And as I said, I'm going to be...
pulling plugs.
I'm going to actually be... No, I'm not going to do that. I hope I... God, that to me would not be... I would not be happy if I had to do
all
that.
I can, all
but I'll
I can
be prepared to do it because you have to be.
Is the sound of Pac-Man dying. You know... okay, so, we're doing something else.
Plan B.
Well, I will say this, and this is for people that may not have seen a live show for the Mike O'Meara Show. You're going to see a show that you've never seen before.
That's
and
true.
That's going to be a lot of fun, and that's going to be special, and we're very, very excited, and we're going to be implementing some things that if they go great, we're going to do them again, and I'm excited about that.
But don't be afraid. All your old favorites will be there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do the standard stuff,
yeah.
And we're going to have lots of fun, and there's going to be plenty of interaction with our great Unwashed, and we'll like that. It'll be fun.
As a matter of fact, I was doing some straightening in my basement, and I found a fabulous door prize to add to the list I'd like to announce at this time.
Really?
An autographed poster, genuinely autographed poster, of Liza Minnelli.
Oh, wow.
Let me just say this.
Lining up.
I can't give away what I was going to give away. And I really was thinking about it again.
What's that?
I'm not giving away the snowblower.
Oh. Would you for a sellout?
No.
What about...
No. No, because I think we're going to have a hellacious winter, and I'm gonna use that product.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather, exactly.
Come on, Mike.
That's why.
I'd rather you keep it.
I'm going to keep it.
Because then the snow will stay away.
But.
It's like his divining rod.
Yeah.
You know, his witchy woman powers.
I'll tell you what I will give away.
What?
And it's kind of banged up. It's a little banged up, but I will give. And it's not the big one.
Your liver?
But it's the small. Well, that's my liver. You know what I'm going to give away?
What?
At the show for a door prize?
What?
I will be giving away the O'Meara's restaurant sign.
Oh,
the one
my
that,
God,
the,
really?
The shingle that, already, that hung up there.
You already gave it to a different
that's
one?
That's the big long
oh,
one.
Okay.
There's another one that that I'm going to be giving that. Away that's
so one we
it's,
can
a, little it's a little battered. It's a little battered, but it's yeah.
Battered bar fights.
It's battered and fried.
Right. It's a little battered.
We can. That's a size we can transport,
well,
right?
You mean, oh, yeah, we can transport
okay,
that.
Okay, because
yeah.
I was thinking of the big
another
one.
Another question, do you think...
if you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
Do you think in this time of political turmoil, do you think it would be topical and timely to give away my Barack Obama, Joe Biden campaign sign, the giant one that's been in my garage?
Oh, I think that's too...
Garage?
I think you should hold on to
what?
I think you should hold on to
hold on. Okay, yeah, so that's a negative on
maybe
that one?
Maybe a little one.
Well, any other thoughts as far as stuff we can give away?
Absolutely. I mean, do you want to run down some of the items we already have?
Yeah, go ahead.
A huge... lifelike male appendage used for a female pleasure in a plastic form.
A dildo?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Also,
remember the Mandingo one that came.
Oh, the Mandingo dildo.
Yeah. Also, Perfect Polly, as seen on the show.
Oh, that, okay, that's like last week.
But you know what?
That's like afterthought.
Oh,
that's
no, just no, like, that's no. Like, that was forethought for me.
That is
and then there's
not
our
forethought
our
for
grand
you.
Prize, Mike.
Perfect Polly.
Our grand prize.
Oh, we have a grand prize?
The as seen on the show,
yeah.
As entertained on the show,
right.
The Bob Hope golf cart.
God, okay.
Do you think your mom would donate a printer?
Ah, you know what? I'll talk to her.
You got to come
buy some sort of oil painting. All
right,
up.
Here's the homework assignment before the live show.
Yes.
Less than a month. A little over a month.
Yeah.
We all come up with at least two items that,
of course.
That we're going to contribute
personal.
To the
yes.
door.
Artifacts.
Prizes. And I like the idea of the sign, but I'll keep the yeah. political sign.
Well, you know, we
you
did
sure?
That.
I thought that would be kind of a keepsake. You know? Let me know if you think that's cool.
Okay, we have to draw the line between a lovely keepsake and we're cleaning out our garage.
I'm not cleaning out my garage. I like that thing. I like having that. It's kind of oh, yeah. Nice knot between.
And
you
at 7:30, Mike, the show's going to start.
It's going to be. Are you ready?
Wake up, Mike.
Don't talk too much.
When the green light is on, the mic is live.
Don't ramble on.
If the lights go dark, that means you've blown it.
And since this segment is dedicated to our live show,
yes.
And we'll tell you more about that later on because we're going to be talking about it a lot throughout the month. I do want to urge, if you do have a band, I have not gone to the band website yet, so I'm not sure. We have 5 or 6 bands. Why are you looking like that? Why are you looking like that?
You threw last week about I'm going to run this. I'm going to make sure that the talent is right.
Right.
It's like 5 days later.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not picking it until Friday. I mean,
don't you want to marinate? What if it's a close call? What if you got to pick the right band?
Well, to be honest with you, last week I went through all 5 entries that we had.
Okay.
So if there are more than 5 entries.
Did you love one more than the other?
You know what? It was a tie between 2 particular Ooh. Bands, but there's some issues with one of the guys. Not with me.
No.
Yeah, Tito.
Yeah,
you're the guy that's got the issue with Tito.
Yeah,
well, he doesn't like Jermaine.
But also,
but it's banned.
But musically, I think that we're close.
Okay, good.
It's just it's a delicate balance because you want to find that fine line between a band that's going to be a lot of fun and a band that's going to have. Sometimes the fun cover band aspect of things is trumped by pure musicianship.
This is true.
And people that are so scary talented that I don't care if they do covers.
And also...
And that's where I am with the bands right now.
Personally, for me, I don't want anyone to overshine us. If we can get something up there lackluster,
no,
that
to be
would
honest
be great.
With you, if you've got a band that's got, you get a lot of people that come out to your shows, that's something you want to include that when you give us your little spiel about your band. And if you want to join that fray, because we're going to be picking our winner this week, and we'll be announcing that on Friday, all you have to do is go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and click on band. Yeah. And
You can email directly band@omarashow.com. At MikeOmaraShow.com.
Yeah, it's not up on the... Well, and you can't get it through Omaricon, so it's
I think
banned.
You can see the entries by our website, but you
banned
submit.
At MikeOmaraShow.com.
Banned at MikeOmaraShow.com. And Mike, I want to take a moment. I know we've been real silly in this opening segment, but I want to say thank you for giving back to the musical community. This is a wonderful platform people to really expose themselves
You're
to
sharing.
Hundreds of people that might not see them already. You are the Simon Cowell of Falls Church.
I give.
Established 1699.
That's all you do.
That's
I
all do. You do. Yeah. Until it hurts.
This is
take,
not a
take,
cheap.
Take.
This is not just a shill to get a cheap
free
band.
And that's Aerosmith. Probably why you were worried about the organization, because if the band wants to play a couple extra minutes,
right.
You're all about that. You're not going to cut
Amen.
Them off
that's
if
it.
They're giving and you're giving and we're all giving. And that's what's great to
exactly.
give.
Exactly. Giving is the best thing
Fall
you can
out
do.
Boy.
It's going to be fantastic. I
Why,
really
good heavens, look, it's Justin Bieber.
I'm looking forward to it. And I still have not made a determination as to whether the beard will be snow white as it is right now, or whether I will color the beard darker.
Or
Snow White's good
Or
now.
What color you would
well,
color
Well, the fact
it,
is, we all know that you've lost more weight than I have, and that's good. And
I don't
so
see
you're
where that's
look
even
better
worthy mentioning.
Than I do on stage. So I might want to compensate by having a little darker beard.
And I hate to revisit this because I don't want to go in circles, but
yes.
Have you relented on the idea of seeing a professional colorist?
No, I need
Oscar
to do
and
it.
I feel pretty strong about
get
this.
Get the sides done.
Yeah, get it done.
Match the beard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll do it this week.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it
now
this
Now we're
week.
Talking.
Because before we go, in fact, I'll do it maybe today.
Ooh.
Oh.
Because if we're going to go out and about and we're
just
going
enough
to be,
time to grow it out if you blow
we're,
it.
We're doing some, well, I'm not going to say what we're doing. But yeah, I might, you know I have to do it soon. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So you match up.
Ass.
Talk to our continuity department.
Hole.
That's right. We're going to have a whole lot of fun.
We'll take a break and I'll tell you all about Friday night. My big dinner party that I completely punted.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Well, I think my meal was let's be honest, it might have tasted good, but it was just, I completely, utterly blew it. And
oh
I know
God,
I blew it.
Oh
and
no.
I know people are too nice to tell me I blew it, but I know I blew it. I mean, I blew it. I blew it like I was sitting there like an idiot going, boom.
Just like Carla said.
Just like Carla said, I blew it.
Damn it.
Yeah, I never should have done that. I should hire a caterer. Even for a dinner party for 2 other people.
Hire Pony.
Or just put a burger on the grill or a steak. That's what I'm capable of.
Yeah,
I'm not capable
that.
Of doing the cooking for people, especially important people. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, does anybody know how many points the New England Patriots scored this weekend?
Was it more than or less than 8?
Yay! Well, I just want to know that... that you people are enjoying FanDuel and that maybe someone was out there that had a good weekend, because my particular weekend, because of Mr. Tom Brady, Tom candy-ass pretty boy Brady, who I finally get, as my fantasy quarterback, and he goes, oh!
You know what Oscar told me, Mike? He said, don't sweat it, any given Sunday.
FanDuel.com is what I'm talking about. We're talking about one-week fantasy football leagues for real cash, immediately weekly cash payouts, no waiting, no upfront fees, no season-long commitments. You can play 1 week or every week and win. I like to put a different team on the field every single week.
That's right. That's how it would be if you were in the NFL, too.
Right now, I am live on this very program, live to tape, of course. Yes. I am going to be going to my fantasy page for FanDuel. I'm going to FanDuel.com. And I'm going to see how I did.
Okay, here we go.
What's really exciting is that
it's for Tom Brady.
Yeah, as your consigliere to your GM, I usually get a text update from Josh Murphy, our intern.
When things go badly, does Josh lay low?
Yeah, he lays low. Like, he doesn't answer his phone low.
See how we did?
How'd you do?
Hold on a second.
So Tom Brady was your quarterback?
That's right.
Quarterback.
He played all Brady's this week.
Yeah.
Marsha, Jan. Well.
They lost.
Little Bobby Brady.
Lost. And do you know, do you remember who your running back was?
I'm not able to log in.
Oh.
It's another password that I've forgotten. You know, that's the way it goes. I never should have done this live on the air.
You know what he did?
What?
He changed the password when he realized how bad you did.
Unplug it, Mike.
Yeah.
Just unplug it.
I should unplug it. Anyway, I don't think I did real well.
You didn't do well.
I feel that if you had a measure of success.
Yourself. This is now a quest.
Oh, here we go.
Don't you feel if he
had a measure? It has nothing to do with FanDuel. It has everything to do with me.
No, no problem.
If he had a measure of success, I believe Josh would have broken down barriers to get to him. Instead, Josh is hiding. He's in a bunker. He's hiding.
I'll say this. For me, FanDuel is only as fun as much money as Mike is winning. So if Mike's not winning, it's not really fun.
But you know what? Last week, he was still, even though he did not have a banner week last week, he was still playing with house money.
Yes, but that's
what
I'm saying.
To hear the way Josh tell it.
He put, $200 down. So at one point, he was up, I think, $140.
And you know what?
And 100 of that was match.
That's right.
So he was good to go there. Now, if you had a banner week next week, you could probably... All get right. that back.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I didn't do as badly as I thought.
Okay, here we go.
See, Mike is all about aggressive play.
I'm not sure. Okay, I can't tell you right now the total money that I was involved in this week, but I did have 111 points, which is, you know, when your quarterback scores roughly 6 points for you.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
And, if a real NFL team put 111 on the ceiling.
Let me just
board.
Say to Mr. Dez Bryant of the Dallas Cowboys, you kicked a little ass.
That was your running back?
It. Yeah.
It's short for Desiree.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was frustrating. It was frustrating because.
You did pretty good.
Tom Brady did nothing. You know, I'd like to find out exactly. Did anyone check with the running back for Seattle? Oh my God, what's his name? The guy that I took out of the lineup and put in Reggie Bush in his
place. And you said that if this proved to be a good thing, you
Marshawn,
could be
Marshawn Lynch.
That you could be noted as one of the great people of NFL history.
Exactly.
I'll
because you.
You
called it.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch, 82 points. How unfortunate.
You know, it was tough. Jay Feely, we kind of made a last-minute change. He didn't do that
well. So these were all your calls.
Yes, but let me tell you, I want to say that this I'm having more fun with FanDuel because I can go to directly to the website just like I did.
Did you bitch and moan for Brady?
I was watching a lot of different football games yesterday because the Redskins had a bye week.
Right.
So I'm watching the Giants play miserably.
Right.
And then I watched the Dallas game. And in between, I see the crawl and I see that New England had no points at all. That New England just sucked.
I believe a lot of people saw the crawl on Friday night.
6 points. 6 points for New England against Cincinnati.
That's not
13-6. Nobody expects Tom Brady to do that. So it's FanDuel. Go to FanDuel, click on the microphone in the upper right hand corner, use the code TMOS, and you'll get yourself a money match. That's what they do. 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200.
That's the first 200.
But you have to enter to win. TMOS is the code when you join FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. And use the code TMOS. So
and stay away from Josh Murphy.
Please do. Please
it shouldn't be hard because he hides all
the time.
He's
nothing but trouble.
He is?
All right. So I am going to make dinner.
He had 102 yards.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's
10
that's
points, right?
That's why I had a great
that's
game.
That's a solid performance, but, you know, he did better than Reggie
Bush.
Yeah,
but you're not going down in the record books, though.
No, and that's what you have to, but what makes it fun. It makes it so much fun.
You do love it. You love it even when you lose.
There's a league, I was in a league where if I did well, I could win like $3,000.
You had... Yeah. You had the wide receiver Dez Bryant from the Cowboys on your
yes,
team?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, he scored 27 points.
Jeez.
But usually the guys, and look, I'm not going to make any secret about this. What's fun about FanDuel is if you get a Dez Bryant performance, mm-hmm. and then you get a quarterback who has a great performance, and you need one other guy, you can usually be in the hunt, and you can be in the thick of things. You have to have guys that are going to have career days or season-long
days.
But
it's fun.
But it's a blast,
and
I love
FanDuel.
I think
I'm going to change my name to Dez. Dez Spiewak.
Dez Spiewak.
Don't
Dez,
you think that's nice?
My old man had a friend that was an advertising guy in Massachusetts, and his name,
what was it?
Dev DeGasaldi.
D-E-V?
D-E-V.
Was it short? Do you know what it was short
I
for?
I have no idea, but it was Dev DeGasaldi.
That's a great name.
You know, they talk about Mad Men in that era.
Dad lived it.
They had names like that.
Yeah.
They had all these, like, these nicknames, you know,
mm-hmm.
Wink, you know, and Midge. You know, they all had I remember my parents used to have parties and they'd have, when's Dev coming over? Oh, he's Buzz Beans coming over.
Do you know where Dev is? Dev is over with Barb and Chuck Moody.
Dev DeGasaldi.
Yeah, well, because Barb made that great ambrosia salad that you like so bad with the little marshmallow. Dev, do you want more salad?
So the O'Maras did a little socializing, formal socializing, which I really don't do.
Did you put on a dinner jacket?
My social patterns haven't changed since I went to American University. I do what the children do. I party like children do.
Yeah, you're right.
An idea for me, socializing is usually, where are we going?
Yeah.
Let's go out to a bar. That's it. And I shouldn't. I'm 54. I should have more formal dinner get-togethers because they're really quite pleasant.
Formal's not the word. Structured, maybe.
Structured.
Yeah.
An adult party.
An adult party.
That's
where
good.
A dinner party.
But not adult-like with nudity.
Oh, no, no. No, not like.
See? And you're the same, like, and that's why you say that.
Party. I'm doing better. I have my supper club.
You probably do more adult socializing than I do.
We've gotten better because we've made friends through school.
Right.
And the kids like other adult parents.
That's perfectly normal.
Yeah, and so we've been doing better that way.
Yeah, we'll cook some steaks and just come on over on Friday.
We'll play a board game.
So we invited the Colburns to come over.
Mm-hmm. You were sweating this.
The Colonel and his wife, his lovely wife, Nancy. And I had on the menu my famous Louisiana barbecue shrimp.
Signature. I would say you have maybe two signature meals.
Yes.
One is the shrimp and one is your lobster stew.
Right.
And this
the shrimp I haven't made in 15 years.
But I'm sure it was still delicious. You didn't forget.
No, what I did was I forgot. I test drove it 2 weeks ago with Carla and her mom.
Right.
And it was a disaster.
Was it an unmitigated disaster?
Yes.
Why? What was the problem? You said it still tasted good.
I overdid some of the ingredients. It just did not. No, it did not taste good at all.
Oh, you see, now I think that might be revising it.
Yeah, because
think
you said it tasted okay.
Yeah, Carla said, when you were defending yourself.
Everybody's being polite to me about my cooking. And when Carla said, why don't you let me just cook something? That's when I knew I was in trouble, but I insisted at that point, and I pulled off my old recipe and decided instead of trying my old recipe again that I would get something out of a book.
Oh, no.
Now, before we proceed, and at risk of putting my nose where it has no business in mm-hmm. being,
right.
What is Carla's reputation as a cook? When she volunteered to step in and rescue you from this situation, was it a kind, wise offer? Was
Carla,
it something that would be what I like to call a parallel trade?
Carla can cook.
Mm, what's her signature dish?
She makes a lot of good food. She makes a lot of good food. All right, stop it. She
you
makes
want to play the fifth?
No, I just want to say that she makes a lot of good food. Neither one of us are, I think, I don't think we are both prepared.
Right.
This is difficult.
How about you speak
Do you
English?
Want me to withdraw the question?
No, here it is. I don't think, neither one of us, I think, are capable of hitting the home run.
Oh, I disagree.
You do?
Well, for example, one of the hardest things to do, and there's nothing about it
right.
in particular.
I've lost my touch. I've fallen out of it. I don't do it anymore.
One of the hardest things to do, and there's nothing within it that's all that difficult,
right.
but is to pull off a Thanksgiving meal, and you do
count.
It. Yes, it counts.
It doesn't count.
It counts.
What about BB?
What?
Your beef bourguignon.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
But that, unfortunately, that's when Captain O'Mara got the lazies, and that's a labor-intensive, not labor-intensive, but it just takes a lot of time and a lot of ingredients.
Yeah,
you got to
braise it.
And
what you got to do is turn that connective tissue back into collagen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Paula Deen. I appreciate it. But the fact is, I...
And only serve it to white people.
So, so I decided that I'm going to get this recipe out of a book, and this recipe...
Coloring book?
No, regular like recipe online. Right. I got it online, and I don't know where it came from.
Was it the Joy of Cookie? You should have always go with the Joy of Cookie.
No, you, or Epicurious. That's another place where you can...
Yes.
Hello, honey.
Yes, honey. Oscar, any idea?
No.
I didn't...
What I did, Epicurean was
my recipe is shrimp in a sauce that you put over rice, and it's really nice, and it makes a nice presentation. The recipe that I got was more informal, where you cook the shrimp in the sauce with the shells on, and you serve it with French bread.
And some people have to peel the shrimp and then wipe their fingers on the French bread?
Well, they
peeling
have to wipe
shrimp
is
pretty messy.
We had lots of napkins. It was too messy.
Maybe it wasn't.
It was too messy.
It was too messy.
There was too much butter in the recipe. It was disgusting amounts of butter.
Oh, like when you made that stuffing?
It was, it was just, well, I followed the recipe. Yeah. And the recipe was, you know why the sauce tastes good? Because it was like, it was all this butter in there.
Yeah.
It was like, and it was not what I expected it to be. And I was very, very frustrated. And then the shrimp themselves that I got at Harris Titter.
Yes.
The Manassas shrimp.
The Manassas shrimp that I got, which I got at the seafood counter, which I will never get again. Oh. Because that's just the same frozen crap.
The dirty
anyway.
Shrimp.
I'll finish this up when we come back. God damn it.
Oscar's dirty shrimp.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jesus. This part of the show brought to you by Omericon. We talked about it before.
Yes, do
get
it.
Get your tickets. We are looking forward to having you and 10 of your friends come out and join us. Mickey Cacello will be there from 98 Rock. Mickey joins us in studio on Thursday.
For two shows.
For our
He's
bonus
gonna do
show
the bonus
as well.
And we're debuting a brand new game.
Oh, really?
Google Match Game.
Oh, Google Match Game. That's
You're
going to
love
out.
This.
You're going to love that, and it's great when Mickey can talk dirty.
Yeah.
As usual, there
no
will be lots of music. We're picking our band this week as well. Save the date, Saturday, November 9th at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia for Americon 2013. So getting back to this dinner, here's where the problem was. I knew immediately that I was going to be a little challenged because... The raw material, the shrimp that I had gotten at the, that I thought was the best call to get it at the seafood counter.
Sure.
Instead of the frozen stuff that I defrost myself from Costco. You're right. I should have gone with the Costco.
Well, no, it's not. I'm not saying Costco. I'm just saying when you buy quote unquote fresh shrimp in our neighborhood.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All they've done
it's
is
garbage.
All they've done is thaw it for you.
Yeah,
that's all they do.
It was,
I never thought about that.
And I look and I get it out of the last thing
it's
I
not
do.
Not like they're pulling them out of Goose Creek.
Was I unwrap the paper and I look at them. And
was there an odor?
No, tiny, but not to tell me that it's bad.
Okay, fresh fish should really have no appreciable odor,
right.
Oscar.
And so I take the shrimp out, and I look, and what I didn't like was like where they were. There were missed. You know, they're supposed to be uniform size, right?
Yes. Yeah, like a 40, like a 21 to 30.
These weren't.
It's like a grab bag.
These weren't. They were like some that were chopped in half. There were some. It was
like
just
the big
crap.
Bag of candy you buy that has four different kind of Hershey bars in it.
So I go into the kitchen because this has to be made at the last minute.
Oh.
So the guests are already there. I go into the kitchen. I unwrap the shrimp and I look down and I give the Napoleon. I'm like, oh
man. So not only are you are really under the gun because this is the only thing you can do at this point.
And not dramatically bad, but they're misshapen, wrong size shrimp within there.
Are any of them crayfish?
Well, no.
I've got lobster crayfish in there. Before.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah.
And I had
or crawfish, I guess.
It was me, Carla, our lovely couple, and Carla's mom who were over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a total of five people, and I got what I thought was the right amount of shrimp. I got 2 pounds of shrimp.
Okay, so you're figuring 7 ounces a person, roughly.
Yeah, which is when you count the shell and
the
all
tail,
that, it's not.
And they're horribly oversized legs because there's some sort of nuclear reactor shrimp from Springfield.
It's the crappiest shrimp.
He opened this package, three of them walked away.
And so the sauce, I make the sauce, and I'm like, God, this is an awful lot of butter.
How much butter?
Three sticks.
Oh my
three
God!
Sticks.
That's three sticks.
Two thirds of a stick of butter per person.
Oh my God!
You didn't even need to serve it; just set the plate down and slid into the dining room.
Who wants this butter?
Such
right.
an idiot.
That's right.
I'm such an idiot.
Meanwhile, someone hit 9-1 on the phone and has their finger on the final one.
That shrimp was really buttery.
It was. Well, and sticky, and it just was.
Meanwhile, there's a foot race to the bathroom. Yeah. This thing went right through me.
The next day, I swear to God.
Like ribbon candy, I bet.
It was.
Do you break
down? No, just a total three times. Three big potties in one day. Three big potties in one day, which I never have three big potties. I never have three big potties.
Do you break?
Especially at 54. I'm happy with a good solid morning.
Surprised you didn't put out a press release.
Exactly. Three big potties in the one. I mean, really official big potties.
Do you?
I'm on the motorcycle with Elizabeth. I'm like, I've got to get home. It's time for third big potty of the day.
Do you break the ice and say, I'm sorry about the shrimp?
I made the comment about.
I'll be out in a second.
Carla started riffing.
Now that's I'm done.
Because Carla, we were bottle feeding the baby, so Carla could have some wine.
Yes.
More wine than she normally has.
Right. Well, she's and being social.
Carla started riffing about the fact that I came from a Depression era house where, where we did not have enough food for people.
Oh, well, you know.
And I really don't do that. I normally like to put a bon d'oeuvre. Because we're looking, and I look at these little bowls that I serve.
Right.
And you see like one little, one little shrimp head that's poking over the top. And it's like, I'm completely. So not only is there too much butter.
Looking at you as if to say, help.
I'm so lonely.
Not only is there too much butter.
Here's what they saw. Here's for the YouTubers. This is what they saw on the top of the bowl. It looked like perfect Polly, but it was a shrimp head. And to be fair, Carla also came from a Depression era household. Of course, it was the recession in the mid-90s.
Yes, exactly. That's what it was. So let me go through the list.
Okay, please.
All right, these are the mistakes.
Okay.
The raw materials, the shrimp, terrible.
Yeah.
Not enough shrimp, terrible.
Yeah.
Too much butter. Terrible. Skins on the shrimp that people have to get their fingers all gross to use.
Yeah.
The other mistake that I didn't mention. I go to the grocery store on Thursday to get all the raw materials. I come back because this is supposed to be served with French bread. And Carla says, what are you doing? I said, what? She said, the bread you get for a dish like that, you get the same day. You get the same day as the...
Cause
otherwise,
right. Yeah.
And... So she was right, although we did serve that bread. And when that bread came out, even though it was wrapped in its little, French Moulin Rouge paper bag comes in.
Let me guess, red and white stripes.
Yeah, red and white stripes.
Of course, because it's like taking a trip to Paris.
Baguette.
Almighty.
And the bread was just a little bit chewy.
You said, I have forgotten for a moment that I am in Manassas. I thought
it was horrible.
On the bank of the Seine.
It was horrible. I have never screwed up a meal more that I have cared about more in my life.
So you're too nervous.
It tasted good. The food, I mean, the flavor.
Of course it did.
It had
butter. It's a great feeling when you see a dish like that.
What?
It's a great feeling when you see a dish like that and you go over someone's house and then you take your spoon, which would be your soup spoon, and you dip right in there to look for more shrimp.
And there's
and
nothing.
It's a great abyss.
No, and it's just shrimp. There's rice. And also, he's up against.
I looked at Carla, like, right after we served, I said, they're more shrimp, right? And she went, no. And like, really loudly looks at me with every guest at the table, no. No. That's what she did, and I hit the wrong button. Still nervous about it.
Is there any chance that there could have been a last-minute call where you did like a thing where the guests got lots of shrimp and you got like
two? You know what the last-minute call should have been? Getting a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That would have salvaged the evening. It was that bad.
Also, you have to hurry up and serve it, Oscar, before the dish solidifies.
and the Red Sox were playing, so you're watching
that might have been a problem.
That was in the afternoon.
Because the Colonel is a New Englander, and he understood the whole Red Sox thing, and the Red Sox game was, well in hand. They kicked their ass.
Right.
It was absolutely, I didn't even have to think about that, but they got there later, and it was, I don't know, I just punted it.
I have to ask.
I blew the whole thing. It was a wonderful evening because we had a great time,
And isn't that
I drank
matters?
That pumpkin ale that Brian Gauthier serves at the Oakton Wine Shop.
I have a six of that at my house. How is it?
Oh, my God. It's not only delicious.
They're tall bottles,
Bottles, and it's like drinking,
is it like pie?
It's high octane.
Oh,
We have to ask Gauthier about that hooch.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to know what the alcohol content is.
It says here.
Because it's like super spicy, and it's like, the taste of fall. Isn't this fantastic? And it's like, I'll have another one. And I'll have, you get 2 12 ounces. It's like 24 ounces per bottle.
Every 24 ounce bottle, it says here, has 3 sticks of butter. That's all I got on the website.
All I know is I would have been fine.
Because you know what? Even when, no matter the size of a bottle of beer, it can be a little 7 ounce pony, it can be a 24, you still think of a bottle of beer As a beer.
As a beer.
And occasionally I'll go out and buy myself, like, you know, bombers of Beck's. Mm-hmm. They're 24 ounces.
Tony, what you're signaling with fingers. What does that mean?
That was 8%.
Jesus, yeah. That's like wine.
What is like a Miller Lite? What is a
like 4.2?
4.5.
Oh, yeah. My God. So it's got extra alcohol.
Like twice a normal beer.
So here, and Brian would probably say this, not only does the pumpkin ale have that alcohol, but it's a better tasting beer.
And that makes you drink more.
So, you know, by the end of it, I was like, I'm sorry I didn't buy any shrimp for everybody. I'm really sorry. Boy, I'm sure you'll be coming to our house again.
Shrimp King Ale.
It's a fabulous time. This is fun. Hey, my mom never...
Oh, did. You didn't turn.
After they left.
Well, that's okay.
I had a Grand Marnier
after on top
drink.
Of that? How
yes.
good? That's wonderful.
Because that's what you want to put on top of pumpkin ale. You want to put a sweet orangey liqueur on top of it.
And then he had a five-pound bag of sugar.
And at the end of the night,
a stick of butter.
At the end of the night, I looked at it and I said, they had bought some books for Michael William.
Uh-huh.
And they were kids' books.
Any
and
cookbooks?
That's nice.
Isn't it, though?
That's really, really
I'm
nice.
So, you know what? That's hard. Oscar, why would you say such a thing?
That's so rude. I'm sorry.
And I know these books from my childhood because they are kind of New England skewed books, but a lot of people around the country know.
Mm.
There is Make Way for Ducklings, which is a classic Robert McCluskey book.
Right.
There's One Morning in Maine, which is another just fantastic McCluskey book. Books that I really loved as a child. And then one that was kind of 50 Shades of Grey.
Also great. Because, you know, you want
you
to cover
him. Such an ass for that.
He'll wait till he's in his early teens so you can read that one.
Kids got to know.
And the last one was Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel. Did you ever hear of that book?
No. Does he get in a fight at a bar, Mike Mulligan?
Oh, here we go.
Mike Mulligan.
You'll recognize the book when you see the artwork.
Really?
Yeah.
As a child, I mostly read the Bible. Oh, I don't know. Now, you know what I need
Old
to
Testament
know?
Old Testament or New Testament?
Only the New. That's my people's book. I read 1/8 of the Old Testament. I want to ask Mike, this new recipe, if he would go so far as to say that
the dishes can stay in the sink all weekend, but God forbid you keep those books out. Sorry, that was my meltdown.
Wow, total mood shift.
Yeah.
Today's show.
I wanted to find the book.
What was the alteration in the
come back. That moment right there will come back to bite me in the ass.
Yeah, only maybe we don't post today's show.
You, honey.
With the new recipe, how did it differ from the old? What are the ingredients in the new one? I mean, does it still have a lot of Worcestershire in it?
Worcestershire, Creole seasoning.
Right.
Butter.
Different ratios, though.
Garlic, and just the ratios were all screwed up.
Yeah.
And I think that it was a wonderful evening, in spite of all that, because we really get along well.
That speaks well to the friendship.
Colonel Colburn's wife is just a naturally funny person who really cracks me up. She reminds me of my sister with her sense of humor. So the evening was salvaged, I think. At the end of the night, I look at the two books, and I go, oh, One Morning in Maine, that's great. And they'd already left. And I said, and it's Make Way for Ducklings. Mm-hmm. And then I go, and Michael Mulligan, Steve Shuttle, I remember that book. I remember that book. That's the book my dad read to me.
Did you know that Mike Mulligan? Mike Mulligan and his Steam Shovel is a children's book by Virginia Lee Burton, first published in 1939, and it features Mike Mulligan, who is a steam shovel operator, and his steam shovel. Do you remember the name?
McGillicuddy?
Marianne.
Marianne.
Yeah, based on a 2007 online poll, it's one of the teacher's top 100 books for children.
It was a great book, and because it was Michael, my name, Mike Mulligan, that was...
You were a steam shovel as a kid. I get it.
And it was, I was that way.
According to this, Mike Mulligan.
I was a little out of it all weekend. To be honest with you, emotionally, I was a little unstable all weekend.
According to this.
Weepy would be the word.
Weepy.
Irish weepy all weekend long.
The plot synopsis, apparently Mike Mulligan has two daddies. What is this? No, kidding.
That is so unfair.
Come aboard my steam shovel.
It was. I want to thank them for suffering through my meal. I will.
Do
tell you
really think they suffered?
This is what I'm going to be doing.
Do you think they suffered bad enough that they went to a fast food place on the way home?
No.
I need fries.
No, I don't think so.
Was there a dessert?
Yes, there was.
What was it?
Pecan pie.
Oh God! And you've never in 20
Mike,
years.
You're looking great.
And I'll do anything for food.
But anyway,
20 years you've never given me pecan pie. My favorite pie.
Okay, good. It's a wonderful pie. So it was fine. Glad to hear it.
Enough about you, Spiewak.
And it was fine. And
now I'm Irish weepy.
And when you have a meal like that with three sticks of butter, what better thing to do than go to on a ride the next day with your daughter supporting the American Heart Association?
Was it more the butter or the pumpkin?
It was. You know what? I think it was the Grand Marnier.
Yeah, you know what? You might have gotten a bad batch.
Mm-hmm. Then the next day, I meet up with Jimmy at, and I have to go pick Elizabeth up because she's going to ride with
sure.
me. At so I pick her up. I leave the house at 7:30.
Don't forget your daughter.
8 o'clock, pick her up at 8:30 and get to Jimmy.
You have such early mornings after such a wild night.
Yeah, it was great.
And a very rich night.
So when I arrived at the Heart Association, it's like, I'm like, hi, how's everybody doing? Hi, how are you?
Well,
covering,
you know what?
Covering my mouth.
I'm hoping you didn't tell anyone in the Heart Association how much butter you had the night before.
It was
what clogs an artery?
Well,
three
all
sticks?
I know is you know. And I said so. I woke up first thing in the morning, and you know there is absolutely a giant potty. And then halfway through the
speaks
ride,
well of the pipes.
Elizabeth says, "Dad, you have to get me home early. We're gonna have to break it off early. I've got homecoming."
Oh yeah.
And like, and you know, normally I'd be like, "Oh, honey, you know, we're supposed to be there.
What about
our time? We're going to Mr. Cerritos restaurant. We're gonna do that." And my respect. Oh, you want to go now? Okay. We're gone. And we went back, and all I was thinking.
You didn't have to do a giant potty at Jimmy's place, did you?
No.
Or at your ex-wife's.
No.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
This I shouldn't say this.
No, you shouldn't.
Just
let's
say
move
it.
Forward.
Just say it.
I did massive potty at the Harley dealership.
Did you really?
No! They've got a great restroom, though.
They do
nice
have
and
a
private,
great,
super clean.
Yes, they do.
Well, it was.
No. It is legitimately the nicest restroom I've seen in like a commercial space.
And it was the big potty. There. And when you're doing big potty in a public restroom, the last thing you want, and as a father, I can say that the last thing you want is the dad who brings the kid in.
Oh, I know.
And has the loud conversation because
wash
it has to
hands,
do with
son.
Dookie.
Are you okay,
dad,
son?
Dad, where am I going? Okay, over here. I'm like, I'm trying to take a dump in here. Please just finish up and leave.
Meanwhile, Mike's in the handicap stall with his knees locked.
It was
radio's Michael Barry here, sweating.
I'll sign autographs soon, but not now.
No, the thing that was wonderful about it was particularly easy. It was quick. It was over. It was over almost as soon as it began.
Did you know? I don't want to get too graphic, but did you know clearly when it was over? Or did you hang? No, you see, that's a problem.
No.
It can be as.
Well, that's never the case.
That's certainly not healthy.
It can be.
That's never the case.
It can be quick and easy, but if you don't have a stopping point.
I'd really love to be like a deer or a rabbit.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Oh, with Linus, you can just count 1, 2.5, and he's done.
And that's it.
That's it.
And there's no, you know, no need for
time
any,
to clean the carpet.
No need for any Charmin with him.
Time to drag the ass.
No, with me, it's just like. No, with me, it's like 1, 2, 3. 3.5. Oh,
that's right.
3.75.
Check your email.
Mop.
Oh, dab.
Gross.
It's gross.
As I said, I didn't want to go too far with it.
Yeah, but but you've always expressed it so beautifully.
Well, yeah, Mike. It's sort of like trying to throw brownie batter through a sieve.
Who
hasn't had a morning like that?
but
that's not consistent.
Well, that was
the
second one of the day, and I literally was shocked that halfway through the ride at about 12:30, you know, out on the beautiful Northern Virginia countryside,
sure,
that suddenly it's just like, you know, I'm cruising along, I'm fine, but in my you know, down in my bowels, the boys go, the pain again. the pain.
Urgency?
It's back.
And then I got home, and Carla wasn't here. And her mother wasn't here, and it was all to myself. And I
leave the door open?
No. I lock the door when I'm going to have to do that.
Good boy.
And that was it. That was it. And I don't think any more for the rest of the evening.
Keep us updated.
Thank you.
Three a day. But you're back on schedule. Back on schedule for Sunday.
Three a day. Yeah, we're getting there.
Sure.
I think I'm back on my schedule today.
Yeah, it's a long procedure. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's not. But thanks to Cliff and Felicia, my friends out there.
You had such gorgeous weather for your ride.
Thanks to Jimmy and his lovely wife, Maureen Cerrito. They were out there, and we had a fantastic time, all for the American Heart Association, and got to hang out with my daughter. Took my daughter to lunch on the way home because we had an extra half hour.
How does she do on the back of the bike?
She loves being on the bike.
Does she? That's great.
She loves to ride. She loves to be a part of that. And all my kids are they're all, now I say all my kids, I've got one that has informed his personality yet, but as far as Catherine and Elizabeth, they're very different.
Yep.
And they're just equally delight, and I wrote that I think on Facebook because I just love them so much.
Her date for prom
She was going with the ladies. Yeah,
ladies
She's going with a gang of girls.
Nice.
That's the cool thing.
It's ladies' night, and the mood is right.
Oh yes, it's ladies' night. But she's into that with the whole school spirit. I like that, and everything's fine. And then the one thing I didn't mention was on Sunday I had my first paranoid moment with my newest child.
How come?
Because he coos with her and screams with me, and that's what I. At one point late in the day yesterday,
consistently.
She would be holding. But yesterday, maybe it was just the fatigue of the weekend, and I'm holding my son. He's going, wah, wah, and then she immediately puts him in Carla's arms, and it's like, coo, coo, coo. Aww. Then back with me, wah, wah, and then back with her, coo, coo, coo. And I had a little paranoid, like, what am I doing wrong?
You have to fix it.
I was
buy him a gift.
buy him a gift.
Pro flowers.
There you go.
There you go.
Here's a new shiny football for you.
Let me tell you something about a guy named Mike Mulligan.
Yeah. It's so he's a good boy, and
he's a good boy.
He's a good boy. We didn't get to half the crap I wanted to talk about in today's show. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike loves Firefall.
Why are you playing this?
Flute rock.
What?
It's flute rock. Good Monday morning record.
Firefall. What's that? What's the name of your band? How about Firefall?
Mike, what I'm doing, I'm trying to mix it up, okay?
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our show is brought to you by Amazon.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon is the one place to go for everything you need. Ready for Halloween?
I'm not, Mike.
Well, don't be frightened. Listen up, boys and ghouls. Amazon has got you covered. Amazon has costumes, decorations, pumpkin carving kits, eerie sound effects, fog machines, makeup, capes, tombstones, scary lights, top hats, fake blood by the gallon, gangs of skeletons, and of course, all your favorite Halloween candy at prices so low,
yes,
it's scary. It's more than special. The only thing that you'll have to provide is the screams.
How about that?
Amazon makes it a cinch. We were talking about cinching before.
Lead pipe cinch.
If you need it, Amazon has it always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. And don't forget, it's the best place for all your office supplies, too. Amazon, today and every day. Save money and support the show. Just click the Amazon link at MikeOmeraShow.com. And don't be afraid to bookmark it, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
A U.S. official says the target of a raid by Navy SEALs in Somalia over the weekend was a Kenyan man named Abdulkader Mohammed Abdulkader. I guess he uses the same name twice. I don't know why.
Saves money on cufflinks?
Okay.
What? Does that even make sense? Is that a joke?
I want to tell you. Hey, hi, everybody. A Kenyan government intelligence document names him as the coordinator of other planned attacks. The man, also known as Ikrima, was...
it's delicious in coffee.
I-K-R-I-M-A. Ikrima was a known operator for the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. The document says that foiled plots by Abdulkader included plans to target Kenya's parliament building and the UN office in Nairobi, as well as an Ethiopian restaurant patronized by Somali government officials.
The Ethiopian restaurant is found on Route 28 in Manassas.
It does not appear.
Small portions.
That Saturday's raid resulted in the killing or capture of Abdulkader.
Krima.
The U.S. official who confirmed the target of the SEAL raid insisted on anonymity because he wasn't authorized to discuss the matter.
Just quick update.
Yes.
They didn't catch him.
I know.
They didn't know, but the reason why they didn't catch him is that...
So they didn't kill him. They were either going to try to kill him or catch him.
Yeah, but when they pulled in, they weren't expecting... And again, it was just breaking as I was coming in here.
They weren't expecting the firefight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were apparently opened up on severely. And you have to take positives. Look, the win record these guys have
clearly.
Is absolutely
mind-boggling. This isn't an anti-American story, clearly. Mm. It's just, it's not easy.
And the fact is that they got out with, I think, no casualties with SEAL Team 6, which is great. Meanwhile, the successful raid, Libya said Sunday it's asked the United States for clarifications regarding the abduction in Tripoli of an Al-Qaeda leader linked to the 1998 U.S. embassy bombings in East Africa, adding that Libyan nationals should be tried in their own country. Well, Libya's government right now is kind of scattered. They don't right. really have one. The government.
But then again, neither do we.
Yeah, we don't either.
Bada bing.
The government's reaction came a day after U.S. Special Forces captured Nazi Abdul Hamed al-Raqi, known by his alias Anas al-Libi, in a raid. Al-Libi is on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. In a statement, the government said it contacted the American authorities and asked it to present clarifications regarding the al-Libi abduction. It also said it hoped the incident would not impact its strategic relationship with the United States. So, you know, at least we got another bad guy, you know, off the playing field, and that's a good thing. Well, speaking of what Rob just referenced, the number two House Democrat says a key factor extending the government shutdown is fear among moderate Republicans about a Tea Party challenge. Okay, is there anything new? Have we not heard this 100 times before?
Keep being scared and we keep having no government.
Maryland's Representative Steny Hoyer, that's a weird name, says he believes 140 to 160 of the 232 House Republicans, quote, think what's being done right now is irrational.
Does Steny know Dev?
Dev DiGisaldi.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Steny's been in Congress for a long time.
Yes.
Hoyer tells MSNBC Monday that these lawmakers are looking over their shoulders at potential Tea Party challenges. It's based on fear.
Of course.
Like when everything, you know, when things don't work, a lot of times it's fear-based, and somebody's got to grow a set and step up.
Right.
Hoyer said GOP friends have told him privately that they don't understand the uncompromising position taken by more conservative members of their caucus, lawmakers who have fallen into line with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Hoyer said the partial government shutdown now in effect is different from past closures, quote, because this is a tactic. This is not a result of the inability to get an agreement. I think it is a tactic.
Very true.
Valid.
We'll have to see. I mean, do you see any movement, anything happening this week?
Before, no. There's a lot of what the White House may do, what Congress will do, what Senate will accept, but there's no agreement. There's nothing on the table.
Do you think anything will bend when we get closer to the next deadline?
We'll have to, because if that happens, it's not going to be good for any of us.
Has anyone tried calling and asking for a lower rate?
Hi. You know, I just, as long as
I like the refi.
We're going to take our business to France.
I think just paint it. Paint the debt ceiling.
I like it.
Minutes after 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart was snatched from her bedroom in the dead of night, a police cruiser idled by along a neighborhood street as she was forced to the ground at knife point. Move and I will kill you, her captor hissed. It was one of several fleeting times Smart watched a rescue slip away during her 9-month ordeal, she recounts in My Story. I really want to read this.
Did you see her on the TV this morning?
Yeah, I thought she was
so composed and
so sweet, still very, very innocent.
Yeah.
This is a brand new book released today. She writes that she was so terrified of the street preacher who kidnapped her that when she was rescued by police in a Salt Lake City suburb in March of 2003, she only reluctantly identified herself. That is a sad story, but a happy ending, and she says she's very happy
now.
How old
was she when she got?
14 years old. Oh. 7 years after being named Esquire magazine's sexiest woman alive, she's back, and I know you're a fan. Scarlett Johansson has earned the title for a second time. Johansson, who also won in 2006, is the first woman to get the honor twice. Last year's winner was Mila Kunis. Johansson jokingly tells the magazine she's gotta hustle, and pretty soon the roles you're offered all become mothers. Then they just sort of stop.
Charming.
The 28-year-old actress is also off the market. She recently went public with her engagement to former French journalist Romain Duriac.
She was so excited, Oscar, she nearly smiled.
It will be her second marriage. She split from Ryan Reynolds in 2010. Hottie factor with Scarlett Johansson. What do you think?
You know, she's never done it for me. There are pictures of her when she looks lovely, but when you see her in video or in interviews, she loses me somehow.
Sure. To me, her face looks like she's been stung by a bee.
Yeah.
Oh, I like her. When she's keeping it tight.
She fluctuates. Thank you.
More donuts?
This is what I now, a new feature, because he helps me out so often with the news. I'm going to call this Tommy Lang News.
Hi, Tommy.
Tommy sent me this story. A Dubuque County man identifying himself as a cartoon character seeking non-existent Girl Scouts faces. I'm sorry. Let me read it correctly.
Wow.
Seeking non-existent Girl Scouts. He will be charged after his arrest in Iowa City. Police responded to a report of a man crying for help on the banks of Ralston Creek near the corner of Lynn and Prentice Streets.
Wow.
Arriving officers found 19-year-old Sean Michael Siegert of Peosta in mud along the water's edge. When asked for his name, Siegert identified... identified himself as Peggy Hill of Arlington, Texas.
Of course, from King of the Hill program. The King of the Hill program, I should say.
Bobby? Seegert then pleaded for help, saying he had lost 4 Girl Scouts and the police needed to find them.
Yes.
He also said he wanted to help them earn merit badges.
Yeah, you want to talk about a tactic.
That is so creepy.
Wow, that is creepy. It's like out in the middle part of the country, too.
Wrong on a couple levels.
First responders were able to rescue Seegert from what they described as a life-threatening situation. So maybe he was down near the rushing river. He showed multiple signs of intoxication.
Yeah.
Shocker. And was taken to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics for treatment. Seegert was charged with public intoxication. Upon his release, officers were unable to locate any Girl Scouts.
Well, in a way, that's good, I think.
It's funny. I love that.
Thank you, Tommy.
And now a little something-something. This happened a few weeks back, but the arrest report just came out now. On September 21st, 69-year-old Steve Orville Clemens
yes.
of Wildwood, Florida.
Thank you for having his middle name.
Steve went through a McDonald's drive-thru pantsless. As he got up to the window, he handed the female cashier his money. And when she turned around to hand him his change, she saw him vigorously doing that thing that you do when you don't have pants on. And that's when he grabbed her arm and tried to make her join in on touching him down there.
Well, you know, it's always nice to be invited.
Fortunately, she got her arm free, slammed the drive-thru window shut, and called 911 as he sped off. Police tracked him down in a gas station parking lot nearby. He still hadn't put on any pants, but he did have a t-shirt draped over his lap.
Well, that's nice.
Steve will be in court on Wednesday facing a misdemeanor battery charge. He just wanted his help with his McCafe vanilla shake.
Oh.
The wrap came undone on his crispy ranch snack wrap.
Oh, no. Oh.
He thought he was missing one of his mighty wings.
Oh.
He just wanted some extra yogurt on his parfait.
Oh, no.
There weren't enough nuts in his pralines and cream McFlurry.
Stop it. God.
He wasn't satisfied with his soft-baked oatmeal raisin cookie. And finally, he wanted to show her his bacon habanero ranch quarter pounder. We'll take a break, come back with more. Rob's got the magic audio ball right after this.
You know, that was the first time a customer ever asked the lady if she wanted to supersize it.
Out of pink.
Hey!
You know, it's tough when you're writing comedy by going to the McDonald's main menu.
That's how I do it.
That's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We just opened it up, but this segment of the program is brought to you by Score Big. It's about time football is back.
Yes.
And if you think it's too expensive, as I do, it's really not. The game is not always sold out just because someone told you it was. Score Big is the first and only place you need to go for tickets. You can save up to 60% from the rafters to the front row. That's up to 60%. See your favorite games. Do it today. Score Big has all the best sports tickets, shows, family events, everything going on in the area. Football tickets are available now. They have regular season pro games and even college tickets are available. They've got baseball, soccer, theater, and family shows.
Theater.
Here's the offer. Go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, enter the code TMOS, and ScoreBig will send you a $25 coupon that you can use on your first purchase today, tomorrow, or next month.
Free money.
Don't forget to click on the radio button and enter TMOS. ScoreBig sends you a $25 coupon that you can use on your first purchase. So you combine that with up to 60% savings and you can take a family of four to a game and do it affordably. Now, that's the smart way to have fun. Check out scorebig.com. Without further ado, let's get right to the audio vault. Mr. Rob Spiewak.
You like voices?
I do.
Can you name this voice? This is a lady, and I want you to know if you can recognize this voice. Oscar, you should play too. Her name is Susan Bennett.
My voice can be heard on many GPS systems, many telephone systems. Mm. When I first...
The Garmin lady?
Siri.
That is, and although Apple has not confirmed it, CNN has vetted her, this is the lady that recorded the voices for Siri.
Oh, wow.
Let's hear her again in totality. She's an Atlanta, Georgia-based voice actress named Susan Bennett. If you want to see her, it's a CNN link, but I have it on my Facebook page. She's not that guilty.
My voice can be heard on many GPS systems, many telephone systems. When I first discovered that that was my voice... To be honest, it was a little creepy. I'm used to hearing my voice maybe in the airport. Thank you for using Delta Airlines.
But very weird. And you know what? The thing that's weird about it, she didn't know what they were recording her for.
Oh, my God.
So she found out about it. Well, no, she didn't know.
She was just getting a paycheck.
Well, no, because they had to keep it a secret, so they wouldn't let her know.
Right, but here she is talking about when they actually did the recording sessions.
The Siri voices were recorded in 2005, in the month of July, 4 hours a day for the whole month. So when I recorded those voices, I had absolutely no idea where they would end up.
According to hear her tell it, a friend called her that had just upgraded and said, "Is that your voice?" She had to go to an Apple store because she had an iPhone too.
Did she say how much she got paid?
I don't know what the details are, but speaking of that, because we all think of that being broadcasters, mm-hmm. the fact that they didn't tell her what it was for means no, she didn't get paid.
Yeah. No, you know,
okay. She got paid. She got paid, but I guarantee you she did not. It's not like because you're the Siri voice and your voice is going to be used this many times, yeah. it doesn't work like that.
Four hours a day for a month?
She got a huge session fee.
Yep, and that's it.
That's it.
Wow. I feel for her. The fact she got it out, you know, after the fact she found out.
Right.
And also the fact that to this day, Apple has not confirmed it.
Yeah, and you know, I would doubt that she would be able to. She could probably, you know, make money on her fame.
I would think so, but I also think that Apple probably is corporately minded enough that they something in the contract.
Yeah,
that looked. You know what? It probably looked useless at the time that she signed it.
Yeah, and if she's done a lot of this stuff where she's worked for, you know, inside of cars, where doing that kind of a session 4 hours a day for an entire month, it's probably not that unusual for her.
Julia switched her Siri to the boy voice. Have you heard that?
I have not heard the boy
voice. Yeah, it's not so good. But they also have.
Is
like,
the boy voice worth bringing in on the Audio Vault?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Because also there's different accents.
Right.
I believe there's a British man, an Australian man, mm-hmm. and there's an Irish guy, but he doesn't show up. So we'll see.
And he makes terrible shrimp.
Now, come on.
Right,
what are
you
doing?
I know.
George Stephanopoulos. Do you watch the George Stephanopoulos program?
I do not. I watched Meet the Press, actually. I watched Toothy Savannah on Meet the Press with Rand Paul, who looks really as though he's got...
Oh, he's nuts.
I don't know what that hair is. I really don't know what that is.
I think it's purchased.
I'm sure it's purchased, but what the hell? Did somebody tell him that looks good? It looks like bad pubic hair.
Yeah. I haven't seen it up close.
As opposed to really great pubic hair.
Like mine.
Yeah, and Savannah's. And by the way, Savannah, lose the glasses. They're not fooling anybody.
Oh, Savannah. You know what? She is a brilliant woman. There's no doubt.
Oh, she's great.
I think she carried Meet the Press beautifully in the place of David Gregory. I think she's actually might even be better than David Gregory. But there's something about Savannah that has this demeanor of, I'm the best kid in school. You know what I mean?
That's exactly
so
it.
So true.
And it drives me nuts.
Yeah. She's the one that graduates with a 4.3 GPA.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, all
right.
Yeah, so kill her. I don't know. Be done with it. Be done with it.
Rob, you couldn't think of anything to say.
I couldn't.
And his real psyche came through.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's the real Rob Spiewak.
Bring me back my old Today Show. That's all I want. Anyway, on the George Stephanopoulos program, my favorite variety show, they had John Boehner on, and I wonder if he had some sort of one key message he was trying to get out there. I just put together a montage of some of his comments. I don't see any sort of, you know, consistency here.
We asked to sit down and have a conversation. We'll sit down and have a conversation. We're interested in having a conversation, a simple conversation. It's about having a conversation. Clearly, there was a conversation about doing this.
Several conversations.
Several. It's time for us to sit down and have a conversation. Let's sit down and have a conversation. You know, we've had conversations before.
One interview.
Stop. I don't want to hear
it. We played less than half of it.
This is what they all do. And they're prepped, and they're on, it's all about being on message, and it's frustrating, and it's one of the reasons that Washington is broken.
Gridlocked.
Like
is. But they like the word conversation.
Sucks.
More action?
Yeah, say, here's what we want you to say. Don't say game again, but say conversation this
Sounds
time.
Friendly.
Do it that way. Thank you very much.
All right, let's move on. You know who's still so funny? Is Will Ferrell.
Yes! Bring it to me.
What's he doing?
He's been hired as a spokesperson.
Now, you hate Will Ferrell more than anybody in the movies.
Oh, I do.
So this is probably an example of him not being funny.
He's been hired by Dodge Durango to be the spokesman for the Dodge Durango, but not as Will Ferrell.
As Ron Burgundy.
As Ron Burgundy.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Look at him. He's laughing.
Are you going to play us a little?
Of course I am. And Dodge is a big company, all right? This is not like, you know, this is not like a little niche beer ad. This is Dodge Durango.
Here's the problem.
What?
You know I would love to support you. Will Ferrell, the Ron Burgundy character.
It's maybe the closest he gets to being funny.
It makes me laugh. I can't not like the Ron Burgundy
Let's hear
character.
How you do with this commercial.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
On my right is the new Dodge Durango. She's got it all, including 25 impigas highway. What? Impigas. Mipigas. Mipigas? Impigas.
What's the matter with you?
Impigas? 25 impigas. I'm saying it right, but it just doesn't sound familiar.
You know, it's no wonder you screwed up the shrimp. If you think that's funny.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
There are moments when it's funny. That's not funny, and that's not effective.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Impigas.
All right. Impigas. But I waited till now to give you the award. This might be the tape of the week, and I know it's only Monday. But Kris Jenner, who is a fabulous entertainer on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians program.
Is this the mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
She had an incident. And it'll be explained in the tape, but one of the Kardashian triplets was going through Chris's purse and found
Kardashian triplets
and found an extra pair of panties and wanted to know why Chris was carrying extra underwear. Let's see what happens.
Underwear. Why do you have those in your bag?
I was shaving in the vajayjay area. I cut the out of myself.
That's disgusting.
I had to put white, thick.
So don't wear
cream.
Don't. Use like Neosporin.
I put everything in there. There's four different things in there trying to heal it. So because it's all, it gets goopy. So I have to midday change my underwear.
And I want you to know that's not like a hidden microphone.
Boo.
That's on their television
show.
Yeah,
that's their thing. That's their trip. I just talked about going big potty, so I can't be a hypocrite.
And I
hate them.
No, it's okay. And before we close, I just want to close with a thought. I normally close with a tape, but today I close with a thought.
All right.
If you're going to say that, Chris, say on, not in.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's your magic audio vault.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Hey, Pony, think about your day, okay?
Okay.
Because tomorrow we'll be talking to you.
Yeah.
All right, you got it.
And why he has extra underwear with him?
Exactly. For tech support questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, because it gets all goopy. Contact
Goopy Bloom,
our man Pony Boy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. Don't forget, get your tickets to Omaricon. It's November 9th. That's a great Saturday night at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia. We'll see you there. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying goodbye, everybody.
Goopy.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.